It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Next Monday is the deadline for enrolling in a health plan under the Affordable Care Act. With the tax filing deadline soon approaching as well, we figured you might have some questions about the ACA and how it impacts your filing. I'm joined now by Judith Herron, a CPA with Markowitz, Dugan & Associates in Greentree. She's here to answer your health insurance tax questions. Judy Herron, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you.
If you have a comment or a question for our guest, you can call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Judy Herron, how will the Affordable Care Act potentially impact individuals this tax season?
Well, there are a couple ways that it has an impact. The one that probably affects people is if you like to itemize your deductions for medical insurance, it's now harder to be able to do that. You can't start deducting your out-of-pocket expenses until it's over 10% of your income. And that's, you know, a lot of money to most people, more than 10% of their income. And I think the logic behind that is really that they want you to get involved in getting insurance coverage. I mean, that's the whole point of the Affordable Care Act. And there are health insurance plans that you can purchase that allow you to make those out-of-pocket payments with tax-free dollars. And that would be much better than, say, deducting it on your income tax after you've put all that money out post-tax. So I think that's an example of how the Affordable Care Act is really pushing this idea of you should sign up for insurance. The other way it's affecting people is people in upper income brackets. If you make more than $200,000 as an individual or $250,000 married filing jointly, you're paying extra taxes this year, either on your wage income or it could also be on your investment income.
So what happens if you don't have insurance, if you're not signed up by the deadline when it's time to file your taxes, if you haven't already?
Well, the insurance that you're signing up for now is for 2014. The tax returns that you're filing on April 15th are for 2013.
Right.
So it
doesn't impact this year.
It doesn't affect you this year. Next year's, if you are eligible for insurance on the health insurance marketplace, which means you're not getting your health insurance through your employer, and you meet certain income requirements, next year's insurance premium may result in a tax credit to you because you may get some subsidy on the premiums that you have to pay.
So, and how does the fee work for those who don't have insurance?
If you don't have insurance, there is if you don't purchase insurance for 2014, there would be a penalty that would be assessed. It's not that big. It's $95 or 1% of the amount of your income that's over the filing threshold. So if you're an individual, you don't have to file taxes if you make less than $10,000 a year. So it would be 1% of however much you are over $10,000, which, you know, for most people, the cost of insurance might be more than that. So the penalty, I don't think is really that big a deal. It's just that you wouldn't have health insurance, which economically would be a much bigger deal.
Potentially disastrous, yes.
And the other thing is that the IRS, when they're collecting taxes, they have the power to go into your bank account and just take the money. But for the Affordable Care Act, they have administrative powers, but they don't have enforcement powers. And what that means is that they can, if you have a refund, they could take the money. They can send you a mean letter and say, you know, you really should pay this penalty or we'll be really cross with you.
And it is, and it's the IRS that's assessing the penalty.
Correct.
That's handling the whole payment of that.
They're administering the program, but they don't have the enforcement powers they have with tax collection. So they can be mean to you, but there's a limit to what they can do.
But they can't go into your bank account and take the $75 penalty or whatever it is?
No.
What are the main concerns that you hear from clients?
Well, the main concerns we hear mostly are from business clients because they're anxious about, are they going to provide the right coverage? Is the business going to be assessed penalties? And while the penalties for businesses are more robust than they are for individuals, again, they're not catastrophic. But really, when you're talking to your accountant, what we mostly tell you about these concerns about buying the right kind of insurance is talk to an insurance agent. Because we don't sell insurance. It's because it's administered by the IRS that people start asking us questions about insurance. Now, what we can tell employers who have less than 25 employees is that they're eligible for a health insurance tax credit if they pay for their if they pay for a portion of their employees' health insurance.
And it's less than 25 people.
Right. You have to have less than 25 what they call full-time equivalents. So if you have four people working 10 hours a week, that's one full-time equivalent. So thinking about people in that sense, if you have less than 25, this year you can get a tax credit for up to 35% of the premium. Next year, you can get up to 50% of the premium, but you can't buy the health insurance, just buy it. For next year to qualify, you would have to purchase the insurance through the Small Business Health Options Program to qualify for the credit.
And are there any other strategies to consider for this year or to start planning ahead for next year?
Well, for people in upper income brackets, beyond the fact that you might want to look for a tax advantage health plan, you may be able to do something in terms of your investment income portfolio that would reduce your tax burden. It's a pretty complex strategy to look at, and there are some one-time things that you can do only in 2013. So definitely, if you haven't filed yet, call your accountant and ask about that.
We're talking with Judy Herron. She's a CPA with Markovitz, Dugan & Associates in Greentree. We have a couple minutes left with her. If you want to ask a question at 412-246-2002, that's 412-246-2002. You mentioned what small businesses can do, how this can benefit them from a tax advantage standpoint, that they can, if they have 25 employees or less and they insure or pay for at least or cover at least part of their employees' insurance, that they can then write that off. What about somebody who is insured under the Affordable Care Act? Is there any tax advantage, any tax break that you get when you enroll in a plan?
If the plan is considered expensive for you, and that means you have to meet these certain income qualifications, you have to
if
be
the plan is considered expensive for a particular income bracket.
Right, exactly. So if you're between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty line, and it's based on your family size, it's also indexed for inflation, so it moves over time, you would be eligible for a tax credit. And you could use that tax credit before you file your 2014 taxes, and it would get paid directly to the insurance company. And so what that means is then the insurance is less expensive for you because the government's paying part of it and you're paying part of it.
Very good things to know if you're enrolling in a plan. And you're saying that don't avoid enrolling in a plan if you're thinking that you're going to save money, because in the long run, it may not be the best thing for you.
No, it can be really dangerous. The other thing that we're saying to business clients is you do want to make sure that your employees are classified correctly. If someone should be on the payroll, you want them on the payroll classified as an employee, not as a contractor. Because the IRS is interested in people who are classified as contractors because they might become eligible for these subsidies. And if they should, in fact, be on your payroll, they're going to come knocking on your door, and they are going to be looking for tax money. This isn't just going to be the mean letter I was talking
about
before.
They're going to be looking for money. All right. Well, that words of wisdom from Judy Herron, CPA with Markovitz, Dugan & Associates in Greentree. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And happy tax season. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.